101. One free copy of Jane Hoffman's latest novel will be given to the first 50 people who arrive at the book launch.
102. The organizers of the convention are planning to provide ample time for question and answer sessions.
103. NWE cardholders should inform NWE Bank immediately if their card has been lost, damaged, or stolen.
104. Pegasus Air makes every effort to deliver your checked baggage to the arrivals hall as quickly as possible.
105. We are delighted to announce that the DSC will support the annual conference of the American Pharmaceutical Association next year.
106. The application for renewal of the work permit must be submitted at least 2 months prior to the expiration of the current one.
107. Sunders Motors and Derby Automobiles reached an agreement to form a strategic alliance in the North American market.
108. Mr. Oliver was unable to attend the unscheduled meeting this morning because he had a previous engagement with his client in Bristol.
109. Cafe Verte is open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
110. Located in the center of the city, the Redcliffe Hotel provides accommodations near Cairns's major tourist attractions.
111. Watanabe Engineering announced its joint venture with a Chinese manufacturer while the engineering company's president was visiting Beijing.
112. The main goal of the promotion is to provide information about new markets for farmers in Europe.
113. Major repairs are due to begin on the Southport Bridge at the end of this summer.
114. The chairperson of Portman Electronics was reminded that by the 15th he would have to either sign the contract or ask that it be amended.
115. Marcel Perini has served as Vice President of Intercall Incorporated since joining the company shortly after its foundation.
116. Magical Net Communications prides itself on providing excellent services at competitive rates to all its customers.
117. The Ballymore Library is committed to conserving energy by installing solar panels and energy-saving light bulbs.
118. New employees of FGP International must sign the confidentiality agreement and submit it to the personnel department along with their employment contracts.
119. Queensdale Clothing is known for producing high-quality garments and fabrics using organic dyes.
120. There is a striking difference in the way the company has been run since Mr. Johnson became president.
121. International applicants who live in countries where Dayton Express does not have any offices should directly contact its headquarters in Wellington.
122. Sales personnel at Griffith Corporation can access the most recently modified customer files on the intranet.
123. Hotel Hobart Grand is an ideal place for both business and leisure travelers in Manhattan.
124. Vehicles parked outside the designated area will be towed away at the owner's expense.
125. The committee will investigate the feasibility of constructing an offshore airport in Chapman Bay.
126. The Oak Shannon Theatre will reimburse the cost for parking if visitors bring their receipt to the front desk.
127. Ms. Weber managed to collect all the necessary information about the proposed partnership on her own before giving a presentation to the board of directors.
128. It has come to our attention that some employees have been using the internet for private use while on duty.
129. Even though Morgan Computer's office is closed on weekends and holidays, customers can call the service desk for technical assistance.
130. The pop star Lisa Rodriguez is set to make her film debut in a comedy later this month.
131. Managers at KNT Corporation shared ideas on how to structure a workshop which will be held in Tokyo next month.
132. Wesley Gym's members have the right to cancel their membership and request a refund if they are not fully satisfied with its services.
133. Bradley Tuttle has been influential in the company even after his resignation 10 years ago.
134. Andrea Schultz was given a special bonus for addressing management's shortcomings in its performance review process.
135. Inspectors are expected to follow the inspection guidelines stringently so as not to overlook any potential safety hazards.
136. Candidates applying for the assistant editor position must have experience in the publishing industry.
137. The Community Affairs Committee intends to extend its invitation to residents living in northern Clarksville who are interested in expressing their opinions.
138. The annual shareholders meeting planned for this May has been postponed until the end of June.
139. Sales of hybrid vehicles are increasing rapidly, whereas the car industry on the whole is suffering from the economic downturn.
140. Employees were notified that the files in the company database would be temporarily unavailable because of system maintenance.